una cosa es necesaria.
You don't realize
no
how necessary that is in this day.
¿Cuán necesario es en este día?
Sit at his feet to pour out our love to him.
Derramar nuestro amor a él.
But in this day,
pero en este día,
it's so much more than a walk.
Hay mucho más que una caminata, una relación.
We are called to walk with him.
Somos llamados a caminar con él.
But in all of the light and revelation that he has given us of himself in this day,
y en
there's
toda
a
la
difference there.
En toda la revelación y la luz que él nos ha dado, hay una diferencia ahí.
But that's what he's called us to.
Pero para eso él nos ha llamado.
Privileged people we are.
Y somos un pueblo privilegiado.
We can respond to that call.
Porque podemos responder a ese llamado.
And just say yes, Lord.
Y debemos decir sí, Señor.
Would you bow with me?
¿Podría inclinarse?
Heavenly Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning.
Padre celestial, venimos en el nombre del Señor Jesús.
To sit at your feet.
Sentándonos a tus pies.
To pour out our love.
Para derramar nuestro amor.
To empty ourselves.
Para derramarnos a nosotros mismos.
Say to you, fill us up with you, Father.
Y decirte, llénanos contigo, Padre.
How we need you more than ever, every day.
Te necesitamos más que nunca cada día.
And we depend on you.
Y dependemos
we count on you for everything.
Contamos contigo en todo.
We believe you.
Te creemos.
We trust you.
Te confiamos.
We love you.
Te amamos.
We love your name.
Y amamos
we
tu nombre.
Love who you are.
Amamos tu nombre y
we
quién
love
tú
what you say.
Y amamos lo que dices.
We love what you do.
Amamos lo que haces.
We're in love with you.
Estamos enamorados contigo.
So help us.
Ayúdanos.
Just to sit here quietly before you.
A sentarnos calladamente ante ti.
Emptying ourselves.
Derramándonos nosotros mismos.
And say, Lord, please fill my cup.
Y decir, Señor, por favor, llena mi copa.
Fill it up, Lord.
Llénala, Señor.
And we ask all of these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Pedimos todas estas cosas en el precioso nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Amen. God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
Now you greeted the visitors back there. Okay, nice to have you all with us. God bless you.
Visitas, qué bueno tenerlos a todos. Dios les bendiga.
All right. Building of the children of light. We're just continuing on what we've been on the last few weeks.
La construcción de los hijos de luz. Continuaremos en lo que estábamos las semanas pasadas.
John chapter 12.
En Juan 12.
And again, seeing through that chapter.
Y nuevamente viendo a través de ese capítulo.
What is the mind and the heart of God?
¿Cuál es la mente y el corazón de Dios?
In building up the children of light.
En construyendo a los hijos de luz.
He shows his love.
Él escogió su amor.
The Son shows his love and obedience and sacrifice to the Father.
El hijo escogió el sacrificio y obediencia al Padre.
To obtain you.
Para obtenerte.
And me to be with him.
Para estar con él.
To make us a part of him.
Para hacernos parte de él.
And so beautiful, the word of God. And
tan hermosa la palabra de Dios.
So, what we were focusing on.
Mientras nos enfocamos en.
Was the necessity.
Había una necesidad
of knowing that we're walking in his presence.
De saber que estamos caminando en su presencia.
And I think we'll be challenged on this.
Y creo que seremos retados en esto.
More and more.
Más y más.
Now again.
Y ahora nuevamente.
We're not talking about an anointing.
No estamos hablando de una unción.
Okay, we're not. Even as the prophet taught us, you can be baptized every day of your life in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and go to hell. You know, we don't want that.
Así como el profeta nos dijo que podía ser bautizado en el nombre de Señor Jesucristo cada día con el Espíritu Santo e incluso ir al infierno.
But
no queremos eso.
The true anointing is in the soul.
La verdadera unción es en el alma.
That anoints us to the living God.
que nos unge al Dios vivo,
to his word,
a su palabra,
and to the reality of what he is,
a la realidad de lo que él es,
not what our minds think he is,
no lo que nuestras mentes
but
piensan,
what he is in truth and proves himself to be through his word.
Pero lo que es en verdad y que su palabra y lo que su palabra prueba.
Okay, now we're just going to take a very short text. If you turn in your Bibles,
y tomaremos un pequeño
okay,
texto en la
to
Biblia,
Hebrews,
en
let's
Hebreos,
go to chapter 13,
capítulo 13.
And we're just going to read two verses, if you'd stand with me.
Y leeremos dos versos, si podría ponerse en pie conmigo.
Verse 5 and 6.
Versos 5 y 6.
Okay, let your conversation, let your life order.
Sean vuestras costumbres sin avaricia.
Be without covetousness.
Contentos.
That's good. Content, huh? In the Spanish?
It's like,
yeah, avaricia. Be content with what you have, right? And that's what it says. And be content with such things as you have.
Contentos solo con los que tenéis ahora.
For he said, I will never leave you,
porque él dijo,
nor forsake you.
No te desampararé ni te dejaré.
So that we may boldly say,
de manera que podamos decir,
the Lord is my helper.
El Señor es mi ayudador.
Boldly
confiadamente
say,
decir,
the Lord is my helper,
el Señor es mi ayudador,
and I will not fear what man shall do to me.
No temeré lo que me pueda hacer el hombre.
But thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
Now, that is a mindful and a mouthful right there.
Eso
and
es,
there's a whole bunch of things combined.
Eso es algo lleno de pensamiento y para hablar, porque son muchas
okay.
cosas combinadas.
Let your life order, what your life speaks, your life orientation, let it be without covetousness.
Deja que tu vida ordene, hable, que lo haga sin avaricia.
And be content with such things that you have.
Y sé contento con las cosas que
or
tienes.
He said, I will never leave you. Now, you connect those two.
O él dice que nunca te dejaré.
Connect those two thoughts.
Puedes conectar esas dos.
Why would he connect them like that? Now, it's, as we have said so many times, looking at
como hemos dicho muchas veces, viendo
1 Thessalonians 5 and Ephesians 5,
a 1 Tesalonicenses 5 y
in everything 5, give thanks.
En todas las cosas dar gracias.
Okay, and now in Ephesians 5:20 it says, for all things give thanks.
En
give thanks
5,
for
20,
all things in all things.
Dice,
okay?
Por todas las cosas dar gracias.
Now, how can your Heavenly Father
entonces, ¿cómo es nuestro, tu Padre Celestial?
Tell you to give thanks in everything.
Te diga que des gracia en todo.
Unless he is so intimately involved in your life.
A menos de que esté tan íntimamente
and so close and
involucrado
so there,
en tu vida. Y tan,
so he's going to say to you, you might not have much.
Tan cercano y tan ahí que él pueda decirte, quizás no tengas mucho.
But I know it and I'm there.
Pero yo sé que estoy ahí.
And guess what? Let's
qué?
Go beyond that.
Vamos más allá.
Okay, I've ordained it to be that way for you.
Te he ordenado de esa manera para que para
come
ti.
On, think of these things.
Piensa estas cosas.
Okay? Come on, let's look at those things.
Veamos
let
eso.
Your conversation, your life order be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For he said, I will never leave you. I'm here. I'm there.
Sean vuestras costumbres sin avaricia. Contentos con los que tenéis ahora.
I'm not there. Just... Alone, the sake that I'm there in control.
No solamente por decir de que estoy
I'm
ahí,
there overseeing.
Estoy ahí tomando control. Estoy
and I will never leave you.
Vigilando, nunca
right?
te dejaré, ¿verdad?
Now look at this next phrase.
Próxima frase.
This is when you look at these things phrase by phrase. Is how did he put all this together?
Frase tras frase, ¿cómo él puso todas esas cosas juntas?
The Spirit of God put it together.
El Espíritu de Dios las pone
okay.
juntas. Bien.
So that we may boldly say.
De manera que podamos decir confiadamente.
Why would you have to boldly say that?
¿Por qué confiadamente lo tienes que decir?
Because you're saying in the face of things that don't look like it.
Porque lo estás diciendo en frente de las cosas que no parece que
so you are defying what the visibility is speaking of you.
Entonces estás desafiando.
And saying, I don't care what it looks like, God is with me.
A lo que no me importa lo que está right? contra mí. Dios está conmigo.
Okay, now all through the Psalms,
entonces, a través de todos
David
los
años, is saying,
David está diciendo,
the heathen will say, the wicked will say, where is your God?
El enemigo right? dirá, ¿dónde está tu Dios?
Okay, That might happen again to you.
Y eso quizás te vuelva a pasar a ti.
And you are going to be brought to a position.
Y serás traído a una posición.
Where you're going to have to boldly say.
Donde confiadamente tendrás
que
decir.
He's with me. Well, look at your condition. It doesn't sure testify of that.
Bueno, mira tu condición. Deberías testificar.
Okay. And then the threats come.
Y entonces las amenazas.
So here we are in this day.
Y estamos aquí en este
to
día.
To stay out of the news, okay?
Bueno, solo aléjese de las noticias.
Stay out of, what do they call them?
Aléjese de
public, social media.
De las redes sociales.
Rest your mind in the Word of God. What else can you believe?
Descanse su mente en la palabra de Dios.
Okay.
Bien.
Okay. So you're going to say.
Entonces usted dirá.
When everything looks in this realm like it is going to be against you. So what?
Todo luzca todo en esta dimensión que parece que es en contra tuyo. Tú dirás. Entonces qué?
And we may boldly say,
y confiadamente diremos,
the Lord is my helper. What's the next thing we're going to say?
El Señor es mi ayudador. ¿Qué más diremos?
We may boldly say, there's two things to say.
Diremos
number one,
cosas.
The Lord is my helper.
Confiadamente.
What's the next thing?
El Señor es mi ayudador.
I will not fear what man shall do to me.
¿Qué más? No temeré lo
so
que el hombre pueda
what
hacer.
Is the condition of the person to whom Paul is speaking?
¿Y cuál es la condición de la persona a quien Pablo le habla?
Doesn't look like a very good one, does it?
No pareciera una muy buena.
Okay.
Muy bien.
So, entonces, again,
nuevamente,
going back to so many common themes,
yendo de vuelta a cosas muy comunes,
God on purpose puts every man in a condition, in a position that they are going to have to deny everything.
Pone siempre a todo hombre en una posición.
Let me ask you a question. Are you practicing that?
Déjame preguntarte, ¿acaso estás practicando
eso? Or is this just a sermon? Oh, it's done. Let's go home. Let's live our life.
Oh, es solamente un sermón. Ya se acabó. Vamos a vivir nuestras vidas.
I'm going to tell you again.
Te diré nuevamente.
I am so sick of a good sermon.
Estoy tan enfermo de un buen sermón.
I'm sick of churchianity.
Estoy tan enfermo de la iglesia.
I want the Word of God living in you, and that's the only thing I live to see. I could care less about anything else.
Y te tengo que decir, no me podría importar más.
So what, how are you practicing these things?
Entonces, ¿cómo es que
what's
tú estás
practicando? What's it doing in your life?
¿Qué está haciendo?
When you wake up in the morning when you have your devotions, or do you?
Cuando,
oh, I'm too busy.
Cuando te levantas la mañana.
We get up and we got a to-do list.
¿Tienes tus devocionales o estás muy ocupado?
And there's things that are demanding and calling our attention.
Y hay
we
muchas
don't
cosas
have
que están demandando y llamando mi atención.
Huh?
No tengo tiempo.
Right?
¿Verdad?
So when do you take time?
Entonces, ¿cuándo tú tomas tiempo?
See?
¿Ves?
One of these days, these things have to become that reality.
Uno de estos días, eso tendrá que venir a ser una realidad.
And if they don't, we're going to be in trouble.
Y si no lo son, estaremos en problemas.
So, here with this thing,
y entonces, aquí con
I
estas
was
cosas,
meditating on this last night.
Estaba meditando en esto
ayer
noche.
And the Lord said two phrases here. Number one.
Dos frases aquí. El número
okay.
uno. Muy bien.
You must do two things. You must, one,
debes de hacer dos cosas.
You must reject before you can receive.
Debes de rechazar antes de recibir.
I want you to stop and think about that.
Quiero que pienses y medites al respecto.
Okay. Look at every man of God in the Bible.
Mira cada hombre de Dios en la Biblia.
Okay.
Bien.
If you don't reject
si no rechaza,
what your mind is telling you, what your senses are telling you, look at this.
Lo que tu mente te
let
está
your
diciendo,
conversation sí. be without covetousness and be content.
Mira esto. Sean okay. vuestras costumbres sin avaricia, well, contentos.
Go look. Compare your lifestyle to the lifestyle of these people he was preaching to.
A comparar sus estilos de vida con la estilo de vida de esta gente a los cuales.
What did their life consist of? Not much. What did they eat? Bread.
¿En qué
when they had it?
Vidas?
Okay. Lucky to have some olive oil if the crops were fine. Some barley.
Sortudos de que tienes algún aceite de olivo.
Did they know what Costco was?
¿Sabes dónde estaba Costco?
Did they know what Chipotle was?
¿Acaso ellos sabían dónde estaba Chipotle?
Did they know what pizza was?
¿Sabes dónde la pizza estaba?
Come on.
Vamos.
No, stop. Think.
Deténgase y piense.
Maybe had a little bread and a little bit of oil.
Quizás tenía un poquito de pan, un poquito de aceite.
Some, maybe some figs if they
quizás
were in season.
Quizás algunos higos.
Yeah. And he says, "You be content."
Y él dice, okay. sean contentos.
Yeah.
Sí.
He said, because he said, I'm here, I'm with you.
Porque dice, estoy aquí, estoy contigo.
Well, so what? If you were here, you would make things better.
Y entonces, ¿qué? Bueno, tú harás todas las cosas.
Now mejor. That's the devil and that's the modern mindset.
Bueno, ahí está el diablo y la mentalidad.
Is it or is it not?
¿Es cierto o no?
Okay.
Muy bien.
Is it or isn't it?
Eso
the modern
no lo
mindset.
Es.
So that we boldly say, in the face of everything that says against it, I have help, and my help is in the name of the Lord.
Para que confiadamente digamos, el Señor es mi ayudador, no temeré, Él es mi ayuda.
Apparently,
y aparentemente,
this person is in some kind of danger.
Esta persona está en cierto tipo de peligro.
So not only will you say, the Lord is my helper,
no solo para decir que el Señor es mi
ayudador,
you'll
also say, I'm not going to fear what you're going to do to me.
Y para decir, no temeré a lo que tú me harás.
Now listen, I think there's an omega coming to that alpha.
Ahora, escucho, creo que hay un omega viniendo a ese alfa.
So I could care less how much you go to church.
Así que me importaría poco cuántos van a la iglesia.
But you better know the Lord your God.
Pero mejor es que tú conozcas al Señor tu Dios.
Okay.
Bien.
Now,
ahora,
what if there's a time?
¿Qué si hay un tiempo?
Sí. What if there is?
¿Qué si hay?
When this is no more.
Cuando no esto groups. Es no más.
He said they'll shut him down, didn't he? Well, where are you going to stand?
Bueno, ¿dónde te pondrás en pie?
Well, I can't do this without other people. Why can't you?
No puedo hacer esto sin otra gente. ¿Por qué tú no lo puedes?
Why do you need people?
¿Por qué necesitas gente?
You need God.
Necesitas a Dios.
And he better be a reality to you.
Y es mejor que él sea una realidad para ti.
And if he isn't, you will sink.
Porque si él no lo es, tú te hundirás.
Okay.
Muy bien.
So you don't depend on church.
Entonces, no dependas
you don't
depend
on fellowship. You depend on the Lord is my helper.
No dependas del compañerismo,
the
pero
Lord, He is my helper.
De que el Señor es mi ayudador.
Notice
Él
he didn't say, oh, we got Paul.
Tenemos a Pablo.
I'm here for you.
Estoy aquí para ti.
No, he didn't say that. The Lord, you will say, the Lord is my helper.
No, Él no dijo eso. Él dijo, el Señor es tu ayudador.
And I will not fear what man can do.
Y no temeré lo que el hombre pueda hacer.
Okay.
Bien.
So,
entonces,
there's a million things that this person is facing, and he's going to have to reject everything.
Hay millones de cosas que esta persona
in
está
the natural
enfrentando y que tendrá que rechazar en lo natural.
To receive the supernatural.
Para recibir lo sobrenatural.
Don't you think that's not going to be an omega for you?
Y no creas que eso será un omega para ti.
You're not going to be able to receive until you reject.
No creas.
And that's where the warfare comes.
Estarás dispuesto okay. a recibir sin rechazar, no hasta que eso venga.
All right, now, there's number two. The next thing, these are things that he just spoke to my heart last night.
La próxima cosa, número dos, que él habló a mi corazón es...
Look into the scripture, see if that's not the case.
Búscale en las escrituras, si no es el caso. Palabras de consuelan usualmente vienen a ser palabras de reto.
Especially when he comes to give you direction.
Cuando él viene a darte dirección.
What he wants you to do.
Lo que
I'm
él quiere
here,
que tú hagas.
But
pero estoy
there's
aquí,
a lot of rejection you're going to have to do to receive.
Pero hay otra corrección que tienes que recibir.
And you will have challenges to receive.
Y tienes retos que recibir.
Like Brother Branham said, fight for every inch that you got.
Así como el hermano Branham dijo, lucha por cada
okay,
pulgada que
but
tienes.
You won't get it. So you have to reject everything that your head says.
Entonces tenemos que rechazar todo lo que la cabeza dice.
Everything that your senses.
Todo lo que tus sentidos.
Like Abraham.
Como Abraham.
Like Noah.
Como Noé.
Like Moses.
Como Moisés.
Like Elijah.
Como Elías.
Come on.
Vamos.
Find one that didn't.
Encuentra alguno que no lo hizo.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Find one that didn't.
Encuentre alguno que no lo haya.
So here we go again.
Aquí vamos nuevamente.
As we have so many times, let's go to Matthew 10.
Vamos a Mateo 10.
He's sending out his disciples.
Él está enviando a sus discípulos.
Okay.
Muy bien.
And we're looking.
Estamos viendo.
With those two things.
Esas dos cosas.
That we just posted there. There we go. Matthew 10.
Mateo 10.
Okay, let's look.
Veamos.
Verse 1. And we called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Wow, that's cool.
Entonces, llamando a sus 12 discípulos, les dio autoridad. Wow, eso es genial.
He gave them power.
Les dio autoridad.
Here it is, guys.
Aquí están estos tipos.
And against unclean spirits.
En contra de espíritus inmundos.
To cast them out.
Echándolos fuera.
To heal all manner of diseases, manner of sickness.
Sanando todo tipo de enfermedades.
And all manner of disease.
Todo tipo de enfermedades.
Right. Okay, beautiful.
Y dolencias.
I like it.
Sí, hermoso, me encanta.
I'll take it.
Lo tomaré.
Well, let's go to verse 8.
Vamos al verso 8.
Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. That's just wonderful,
limpiar
Lord.
Limpiar los leprosos, eso es hermoso.
Oh, look, the mighty men of God are in town. Hallelujah.
Oh, mira. El hombre poderoso de Dios está en el pueblo.
Okay.
Aleluya. Bien.
Raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give.
Resucitad a los muertos, echad fuera demonios, da de gracia recibisteis, dad de gracia.
Okay, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass for your purses. Come on.
No os proveáis de oro ni plata ni cobre.
This is a walk of faith. Okay.
Esta es una caminata de fe.
Nor scrip for your journey. Neither two coats, neither shoes, nor staves, for the workman is worthy of his hire.
Ni de alforja para el camino, ni de túnicas, ni de calzado, ni de bordón, porque el obrero es digno de su alimento.
Oh, wow, I'm full of power, I got a direction, I'm going.
Oh, wow, estoy lleno de poder, tengo una dirección, iré.
Yeah. Oh, sí. By the way, Stephen, just so you know, I'm sending you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves.
Oh, y por cierto, Esteban,
oh, why'd you have to say that?
Te mandaré como oveja en medio de lobos, para que sepas.
Okay, so be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. 16 through 18.
Del 16 al 8. Así que os envío, sed pues prudentes como serpientes y sencillos como palomas.
Beware of men, they will deliver you up to councils.
Y guardaos de los hombres, porque se entregarán a los concilios.
Well, how could they do that?
Bueno, ¿y cómo podrían hacer
eso? And why would they do that?
¿Y por qué ellos lo harían?
Come on, don't they see what I'm doing? I'm here to help. I'm here to cast out devils. I'm here to heal the sick. I'm here to declare the kingdom of God is at hand. And now, why would they deliver me up to councils?
Ahora, ¿cómo ellos harían eso si estoy aquí para sanar a los enfermos, echar fuera demonios, anunciar la venida del Señor? Entonces, ¿cómo podrían hacer esas
okay,
cosas?
And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for the testimony against them and the Gentiles.
Y aún ante gobernadores y reyes serán llevados por causa de mí, para testimonio a ellos y a los gentiles.
Well, how far is it going to go, Lord?
Bueno, ¿cuán lejos estirás?
Farther
¿no?
than you're comfortable with.
Más de lo que tú estés cómodo.
Farther than you would choose.
Más de lo que tú escogerías.
But what does he say?
¿Pero qué dice?
He says, they're going to deliver you, verse 19, but they'll deliver you up and take no thought at that what you shall speak, for it shall be given to you in the same hour, what you shall speak.
En el 19, más cuando entréis, no os preocupéis cómo hablar, de cómo que hablaréis, porque en aquella hora os será dado lo que habéis de hablar.
So what's he saying?
¿Qué está diciendo?
Hey, words of comfort. Come on, I've anointed you.
Consuelo.
I've given you power.
Te he dado poder.
I'm sending you out.
Te
You're going to heal the sick. Come on, declare the kingdom of God. But the hour comes with words of challenge.
Pero la hora vendrá donde habrán retos.
I'm with you.
Estoy contigo.
And you know what?
¿Y sabes qué?
That's all you need to know.
Eso es todo lo que necesitas saber.
But.
Pero.
But.
Pero.
But Lord.
Pero
no.
Señor,
I'm with you. That's all you need to know.
Estoy contigo. Es todo lo que necesitas saber.
Well, if he's with me.
Bueno, si él está conmigo.
Okay.
Bien.
He's going to.
Él.
Prove it.
Lo probará.
All right. Now, we ended up last time.
Bueno, terminamos la vez pasada.
Do you have phones? I'm going to send this to you right now.
Lo tengo en el teléfono, lo enviaré a ustedes justo ahora.
Grace Ministries, for you who have smartphones and are on the Grace Ministries app, here it comes. Ta-da! Instant technology.
Los que tienen smartphones en el perfil de Grace Ministries, ahí está.
Number one, you have to know.
Número uno, tienes que
like
saber.
Joshua knew,
como Jesús,
like Moses knew,
sabía
like
como
Elijah
Jesús,
knew,
como Elías,
like Abraham knew.
Como Abraham
you
sabía.
Will have to know you
tendrás
walk with God.
Tú caminas con
and
Dios.
Everything in this realm is going to say, no, you don't.
Y todo en esta dimensión dirá, no, tú no.
Okay? And they're going to say, oh, look at you.
Y ellos dirán, oh, mírate.
Look at your condition.
Mira tu condición.
Because you have to be put in a position where you boldly say,
porque,
I will never leave you. The Lord is with me. Boldly.
Donde tú estarás en una posición donde confiadamente tú tendrás que decir, nunca te dejaré.
Because a bold proclamation is one that defies the evidence and circumstances surrounding you.
Porque una proclama
right?
confiada es lo que retará a lo que está contra tuyo.
Okay.
Bien.
Challenge to come on high. Come on.
El like reto para talking. Venir hacia arriba.
What are you practicing when you go home with your walk with God?
¿Qué estás practicando tú cuando vas a casa?
Oh, it's Monday. Well, it's laundry day, it's teaching day, it's school day, it's gardening day, it's this day, that day.
Es lunes. Es día de lavandería, de enseñar, para ir a la escuela, para jardinear.
Those of you in the workplace.
Todos ustedes, okay. Aquellos en el lugar de trabajo.
Are the demands on you becoming less every year?
La demanda en ustedes viene siendo menor cada año o más.
Is the pressure getting less or greater?
¿Es la presión siendo menor o más?
Do you think the Lord doesn't know that?
¿Acaso tú crees de que el Señor no
do
lo sabe?
Do you think he didn't ordain you for this hour?
¿Acaso no te ordenó para esta hora?
Okay.
Muy bien.
So somehow,
entonces,
somewhere,
manera,
because of his grace, there's going to be men of God and women of God that rise up above it.
En algún lugar habrá whatever, hombres y mujeres de Dios que superarán eso.
Because he's there.
Porque él está ahí.
Okay.
Bien.
Now let's go.
Y vamos.
Before we go into Exodus again, we got to go into Rome, return to Romans.
Antes de Éxodo, vayamos primero
where
a Romanos.
We were last week again, one more time.
Como la semana pasada, una vez
okay.
más.
Okay. Chapter 4,
capítulo 4,
verse 16,
verso 16.
Take it home,
llévelo al hogar,
pray,
ore,
meditate,
medite,
look,
mire,
read,
lea,
say, Lord, quicken this to me.
Diga, Señor, vivifica
okay.
esto en mí. Muy bien.
Now I want you to read it out loud with me,
y
phrase by phrase.
En alto voz conmigo.
Read one phrase and stop. Okay.
Lea una frase y deténgase.
Romans 4:16.
Romanos 4:16.
Therefore it is of faith. Just stop there.
Por tanto es por fe.
Therefore what is of faith?
Por tanto es por fe.
That he's going to give you the blessedness of the promise that he won't impute your sins to you.
Que él te dará la bendición de la promesa que no te imputará pecado.
That, let's read the next phrase.
Leamos la siguiente.
That it might be by grace.
Para que sea por gracia.
Now connect those two phrases.
Ahora conecta esas dos frases.
Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. So faith is by what? Grace. And there is no faith of, there's all kinds of faith, but not his.
Por tanto es por fe, para que sea por gracia. Entonces es por fe. Hay muchos tipos de fe, pero no la de él.
Not your faith, God's faith. Right?
Tienes tu fe,
back
la fe
to the
de
faith
Dios.
Of Abraham.
De vuelta a la fe de Abraham.
Remember what the prophet said, your faith won't get you very far.
Recuerda lo que el profeta
but
dijo.
But his faith gets you all the way, right?
Tu fe no te llevará muy lejos, más bien.
Your faith will fail you.
Tu fe
your
te
faith
fallará.
Is fickle. His faith is eternal.
La fe de él es eterna.
You with me?
Está conmigo.
So it will be by grace, period.
Será por gracia, punto.
Okay. Okay, one more time.
Una
start from the first phrase. Therefore, it is of faith. Next phrase. That it might be... Okay, and that in grace... Who's in charge of grace?
Por tanto, es por
who
fe,
controls where grace goes?
Para que sea por gracia.
Who gives it?
¿Quién controla la gracia?
And to whom does he give it?
¿Y a quién se las da?
To his children.
A sus hijos.
Okay, what's the next three words?
¿Cuáles son las tres siguientes palabras?
To the end. What? That what?
Al
the
fin.
Promise might be sure to all the seed. He'll get that promise to his kids.
a fin de que la promesa sea firme
by
para quien
grace,
toda su descendencia.
And only by faith, because he knows where that faith he sends it to. He sends it to you on purpose to fulfill his word.
¿Por qué? Por fe, okay. Para que sea por gracia. Para
You're
que
with me?
Está conmigo.
He's here.
Él está aquí.
He's here to put that faith in you.
Está aquí para poner esa fe en ti.
He's here to work his grace in you.
Está aquí para obrar su gracia
He's
en ti.
He's here to make the word come alive inside of you.
Para que su palabra sea viva dentro tuyo.
Abraham had a word given to him that must be fulfilled for his day, right?
Abraham tenía una palabra que debía ser cumplida para su día, ¿verdad?
As did Moses,
Así
right?
Así lo hizo Moisés, ¿verdad?
As did Noah.
Así como Noé.
Okay.
Muy bien.
What's the word for you?
¿Cuál es la palabra para ti?
What is yours?
¿Cuál es la tuya?
If you don't know, you will be stumbling in the block,
si
in
no,
the darkness.
Si no sabes,
you have to know the word for you.
Tambaleante en la oscuridad, tú debes saber
okay.
cuál es la palabra para ti. Bien.
I will have sons.
Tendré luz, sol.
They will be in my image.
Tendré hijos y serán a mi imagen.
Right. I will call them bride.
Les llamaré novia.
Right.
¿Verdad?
They will go on to perfection. What are the words concerning you? Do you know the words concerning you?
¿Qué otra palabra te concierne?
Then you must hold those words concerning you exactly the way Abraham held those words concerning him. Right, Alfred?
Bueno, exactamente como Abraham sostuvo esas palabras que le concernían.
How can you do it without that?
¿Cómo lo puedes hacer sin eso?
I, you know what? I lose consciousness that he's even
Pierdo
here.
Conciencia de que él está aquí.
I'm just in my own little world. Okay. Do you know you walk with God?
¿Sabes tu caminata con Dios?
Do you know to whom you are called?
¿Sabes a quién tú eres llamado?
And you certainly aren't called to this church or any other
no eres
church.
Llamado a esta iglesia o alguna otra.
You are called to Him.
Eres llamado hacia Él.
And this church or any other church,
o cualquier otra.
The only purpose for it is to say, go to Him.
El único propósito es para decirte de
And if the church says, come to me,
y cuando la iglesia dice,
you run from that church.
Tú no eres de esa iglesia.
And if a ministry says, you come to me,
y si un ministro te dice,
you run from the ministry.
Tú no eres del ministerio.
You go to Jesus Christ.
Tú ve a Jesucristo.
And Him alone.
Y solamente a Él.
Okay.
Muy bien.
He's with you.
Él está contigo.
To perform His word
para cumplir
that
su
He
palabra.
Spoke to you
¿Qué te
concerning
habló?
You.
De acuerdo a
Bethany,
ti.
You belong to me.
Bethany,
you are going to be in my image.
Ven hacia mí. Tú serás
I've
a mi imagen.
Predestinated you to the adoption of
te
children.
Te he predestinado a la adopción.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Are those words your words?
¿Son esas palabras tus palabras?
Do they belong to you?
¿Te pertenecen?
Janelle, they're yours, Janelle. Aren't they?
Son tuyas,
right?
¿No es así?
So is he here to perform those words?
Entonces, ¿acaso está ahí
Was he there to perform those words for Abraham?
¿Acaso estaba ahí para cumplir esas palabras a Abraham?
Was he there to perform the words that he spoke to Moses?
¿Estaba ahí para cumplir las palabras que le habló a Moisés?
Was he there to perform the words he spoke to Noah?
¿Estaba ahí para cumplir las palabras que le habló a Noé?
Was he there to perform the words he spoke to Elijah?
¿Estaba ahí para cumplir las palabras que le dijo a Elías?
I love.
Yo
you know,
amo.
He says, let it not rain, but according to my word.
Deja que permita que no llueva, sino de acuerdo a mi palabra.
And then in chapter 18,
en el capítulo 18,
he says, Lord, let them know
Señor, deja
that everything that I have spoken is by your command.
Déjales que saber de que todo lo que hablas right? es de acuerdo a tu mandato.
See?
Entonces,
you just don't go blabbing on your own.
No solo vayas a palabrar hablando.
Call yourself a son of God.
Oh, yo soy el hijo de Dios.
Sons of God don't go blabbing on their own.
Y los hijos de Dios no andan hablando por su propia cuenta.
Right.
¿Verdad?
Lord.
Señor.
Right.
¿Verdad?
I can't do anything without the Father.
No puedo hacer nada sin el Padre.
The words that I speak are not mine.
Las palabras que hablo no son
there
mías.
There he is.
Ahí está.
Jesus turns to his disciples.
Jesús se gira a sus discípulos
and he says to his disciples,
y les dice a sus discípulos
without me you can't do anything.
Sin mí no pueden hacer nada.
Right?
¿Verdad?
It's the branches on the vine. It's only through his life.
Las ramas de la viña son solamente a través de
so, again,
a través de la viña.
Let me say, this is where I was last week. I want you to understand where my heart is on these things. I don't think we will be able to overcome this dark age.
No creo que podamos vencer esta edad perversa.
Without the absolute personal assurance,
sin la aseguranza personal,
that you walk with God,
que tú caminas con Dios,
that He's with you,
que Él está contigo.
Every minute,
cada minuto,
of every day,
de cada día,
be content with such things as you have,
sé contento con las cosas que
so
tienes,
so that we may boldly say,
para que sean,
the Lord is my helper,
para que confiadamente digas, el Señor es mi ayudador, no temeré,
what men
lo que el hombre
to me.
Me puede hacer.
Okay, now,
muy bien, ahora,
I told you last week we're going to visit some old friends, and we got to the first one. I love it. It's an old friend. Exodus chapter 3.
Les dije que visitaremos a un viejo amigo,
okay,
en Exodus 3.
And that's why I just sent you. So those of you who have phones,
yeah,
pick up your phone,
recoge,
look it up,
y véalo.
It's on Grace Ministries.
Está en el Misterio de Gracia.
And the reason I sent this is from what is called the Tanakh.
Y la razón es por lo que
it's
demás.
One of the oldest Hebrew texts. They call it the Masoretic Test, I think. Is that the correct name?
Eso es en el Tanaj, un pequeño, un libro antiguo.
Okay, and Moses is asking.
Moisés está preguntando.
Okay, who are you?
¿Quién eres?
What is your name?
¿Cuál es tu nombre?
Okay.
Bien.
He says, I'm coming down.
Y está diciendo,
I'm sending you.
Desciendo y te envío.
Moses is surely not me. Send somebody else.
Moisés dice, ciertamente no a mí, envía
yeah.
a alguien más.
Right.
¿Verdad?
Chapter 4. Right.
Capítulo
4.
That.
So in verse 11.
En el verso 11.
And Moses said to God.
Moisés le dijo a Dios.
Who am I?
¿Quién soy yo?
Okay, you got it on your app here?
Okay, ¿lo tienen en su aplicación?
I'm going to read it from the Tanakh. It's so beautiful.
Es
it's so perfect.
Es tan hermoso,
and
tan
I
perfecto.
Love it because it goes completely, perfectly with all of the rest of the scriptures this does.
Porque están completamente okay. perfectas con el resto de las escrituras.
But Moses said to God,
pero Moisés le dijo a Dios,
who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and free the Israelites from Egypt?
¿Quién soy yo que deba ir al faraón para libertar a los israelitas de Egipto?
Read the rest just phrase by phrase with me. And he said, what did he say? I will be with you. What
dijo,
is, comes after that?
Yo estaré contigo.
That shall be your sign that it was I who sent you. How precious.
Esa será tu señal.
Huh?
Que yo te envié.
What other God can say that?
¿Qué otro Dios puede decir?
This is the meaning of Jesus.
Este es el significado
this
de Jesús.
Is the meaning of Jehovah.
Este es el significado de Jehová.
This is how you know it's me.
Esto sabes cómo
my
sabes.
Presence is there.
Soy
I'm
yo.
Here.
Mi
I'm
presencio.
With you.
Mi presencia está ahí.
Huh? Can Baal say that?
¿Acaso Baal puede decir eso?
Can any of the false gods say that? Can Ashtaroth say that? Nobody could say that but
dioses,
our God.
Astaroth puede decir
and that's why it's so precious.
Y es por eso que es tan precioso.
So read it again with me, starting with verse 12. And he said, read it out loud, I will be with you, and that shall be your sign that it was I who sent you.
En el verso 12.
Yeah.
Y él
my
dijo,
presence is my sign that it was me.
Yo estaré contigo, que yo seré tu
señor. Does that not go with all of the rest of Scripture?
Huh?
Does that not go with all of Moses and Abraham? Does that not go with everybody? Does that not go with what Jesus said? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Right? Didn't we just read it? Paul wrote it to the Hebrews. And it's going to be times when it doesn't look like he is.
En donde no parecerá que así es.
Huh? That you will boldly say.
Pero tú confiadamente dirás.
Boldly.
Confiadamente.
Say.
Dirás.
The Lord is with me.
El Señor está conmigo.
I will not fear.
No temeré.
What the government.
Al gobierno.
I will not fear with any enemy.
No temeré a ningún enemigo.
Come on.
Vamos.
No, I will not fear what anybody will do to me.
No le temeré a cualquiera que pueda hacerme.
You can't walk in faith and have be controlled by fear. It's impossible.
No puedes caminar con fe y ser controlado por el temor.
So the very promise, again, this is, remember the series we listened to in 1955
on the book of Exodus. En el 55, en el libro de
Exodus is the book of redemption.
Éxodo es el libro de la redención.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Exodus is the book of redemption.
Éxodo es el libro de la redención.
But taking them back to where they belonged.
Lo estamos tomando de vuelta
a donde pertenece.
Tómalo de vuelta a la tierra prometida donde pertenece.
Redemption means to go back, to take you back.
Redención significa tomarlos de vuelta.
All right.
Bien.
So, again,
nuevamente,
we're going to our next old friend. We're going to visit him again, Exodus chapter 6.
A visitar a nuestro
viejo amigo. It's nice to visit old friends,
nuevamente.
Isn't it?
En Éxodo 6. Este es nuestro viejo amigo, ¿no es así?
You feel comfortable with old friends.
Tú te sientes cómodo con tus viejos amigos.
Okay.
Sí.
Oh, my goodness. This is so wonderful.
Dios mío, esto es tan hermoso.
He's with us.
Él está con nosotros.
You need to know that.
Necesitas saber eso.
Let me ask you a question.
Déjame
preguntar. Because we're getting there.
Porque estamos llegando ahí.
Kadesh Barnea.
Kadesh Barnea.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Oh, we're going to go through all these again.
Bueno,
do you think for one second Joshua could have said what he said if he didn't think God was with him? Huh?
Don't say that.
Do you think for one second
¿podrías pensar por un segundo
that Joshua
que Josué
could have said
pudo
what
haber
he
dicho
said
lo que él dijo
if he did not know,
si él no hubiese sabido,
not believe,
no creído?
Not believe in.
No haber, creer en.
He believed God.
Él creyó a Dios.
He didn't believe in God. He believed
él no
God.
Creía en Dios. Él creía a Dios.
He had a connection.
Él tenía una conexión.
Right?
Muy bien.
There's a difference.
Hay una diferencia.
I believe what he said, told me.
Yo creo lo que él me dijo.
That means if I believe what he told me, I heard him speak.
Si eso significa que si yo creo lo que él me dijo, yo lo escuché hablar.
That means, Brother Alfred, he had to be in speaking distance for me to hear him.
Eso significa, hermano,
right?
Que tenías que estar
en
una distancia para hablar.
That means he gave me ears to hear.
Significa que hay oídos para oír.
Taking these things very slow. Let them soak in.
Toma estas cosas muy lentamente. Déjalas que se absorban.
What did we end with last Sunday?
¿Qué hicimos el domingo pasado?
Okay. 1 Timothy 3:16.
Primera de Timoteo 3:16.
Great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 4, I think it's verse 6
el misterio
or 7.
De la piedad.
Exercise yourself
4,
into
16.
Godliness.
Ejercítate a ti mismo en a santidad.
What is the mystery of godliness?
¿Cuál es el misterio de la piedad?
God manifested.
Dios manifiesto.
What does God need to manifest himself?
¿Qué tiene que manifestarse a Dios a sí mismo?
A yielded vessel.
A un vaso rendido.
Huh? A vessel that doesn't get in his way.
A un vaso que no se interfiere.
Right.
¿Verdad? En su camino.
Brother Branham said, remember what he said about Jesus?
Hermano Branham dijo, ¿recuerda lo que
the
dijo?
The Holy Spirit flowed through him like the wind flows through this building.
El Espíritu Santo fluye a través de él como el viento fluye a través de este edificio.
He flowed through him without any interjection or any interruption.
Él fluía a través de él sin ninguna interferencia.
Now you.
Ahora usted.
David, you go home today and exercise yourself unto godliness.
Ahora, David, tú ejercítate tú mismo. Vas a casa.
I guarantee you, Stephen.
A piedad.
Hey, when you go home and you exercise, I'm going to let him manifest himself through me.
Cuando tú vayas a casa, dejaré que él se manifieste.
I just have to get myself out of the way.
Saldré fuera del camino.
So he can.
Entonces él puede.
Tell me.
Dime.
Will one rule
una regla
come into your mind?
Que venga a tu mente.
Huh? Any legalistic thoughts?
¿Algún pensamiento
exercise
legalista?
Unto godliness. Well, I'm going to do this. No. Exercise unto godliness. You exercise into allowing yourself for God to manifest through you and say, here I am.
Tú te estás ejercitándote.
Empty me out,
a ti mismo,
you flow,
para que Dios fluya tras
and
ti.
God forbid that I would have any interjection
right.
Or interruption to stop your flow. That was Jesus.
Para que tú no interrumpas, para que Dios fluya. Eso era Jesús.
You need to know.
Necesitas saber.
Is he here?
¿Él está acaso aquí?
You need to know.
Necesitas saber.
Is he with you?
¿Está él contigo?
How real is he?
¿Cuán real es él?
Well, I heard about him in Sunday school.
Bueno, escuché de él en la escuela dominical.
I heard the pastor talk about him in church.
Escuché al pastor hablar de él.
I'm sorry, that's not good enough.
Bueno, lo siento, eso no es suficiente.
You know him.
No es suficiente.
You walk with him.
Lo conoces.
You listen to him.
Tú le escuchas.
You obey him.
Le obedeces.
You let him fill you.
Dejas que te llene.
You let him speak to you.
Dejas que él te hable.
And if you don't, you're deader than a rock.
Y si no, tú estás tan muerto como una roca.
Twice dead and plucked up by the roots.
Dos veces muertos y arrancado de raíz.
Okay. He's here.
Él está aquí.
Exodus 6.
Exodus 6.
All right.
Muy bien.
Number one. God makes himself known.
Número uno, Dios se da a conocer a sí mismo.
Verse 2.
Verso 2.
God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am.
Dios le habló a Moisés y le dijo.
Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, Y, H, W, H in Hebrew.
Yo soy, en mayúscula, S-E-N-O-R, y su nombre en hebreo.
The name of God.
El nombre de Dios.
The name of God.
El nombre del
as
Señor.
As the Hebrews.
En hebreos,
why can't they speak it?
¿Por qué ellos no lo pueden hablar los hebreos?
Because if they speak it,
porque si lo hablan,
he will come near them,
él vendrá cerca de
and
ellos,
no man can stand in that holiness,
y ningún hombre puede ponerse
and they will die.
Ante esa santidad y morirá.
What a revelation.
¿Qué revelación?
Huh? Sí. I wish America had that revelation.
Desearía que América tuviera esa revelación.
Let me go beyond it. I wish we did.
Déjame ir más allá. Eso es lo que
I can't. Speak his name.
No puedo hablar su nombre.
Without him drawing near to me.
Sin que él se acerque
okay.
a mí. Okay.
Now.
Ahora.
Here.
Aquí.
Verse 3. I appeared to Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob.
Y aparecí a Abraham, Isaac y a Jacob.
In the name of God Almighty.
En el como Dios omnipotente.
Okay. You have a marginal note there?
¿Tiene notas marginales ahí?
What's the Hebrew there?
¿Cuál es el hebreo ahí?
Huh? El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
I spoke to him in the name of El Shaddai.
Le hablé a él en el nombre de El Shaddai.
Okay, but my name.
Muy bien, pero mi nombre.
YHWH.
YHWH.
Okay, capital LORD.
S-E-N-O-R.
Interpreted by King James as Jehovah.
Interpretado por el King James como Jehová.
I was not known to them. I did not make myself known to them.
No me les revelé a ellos.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because
¿por qué?
He didn't redeem Abraham.
Él no redimió a Abraham.
He revealed himself to Abraham.
Él se reveló a sí mismo.
Here's the promise.
Abraham,
here's the grace.
Aquí está la promesa.
I'm with you.
Aquí está la
the
gracia.
Double-breasted God, draw
estoy
strength
contigo.
From me. But to Moses,
pero a Moisés,
is the book of redemption.
Hay un libro de
I'm
redención,
taking you back.
Y te estoy tomando de
so
vuelta.
In redemption,
entonces, la redención,
the name,
el nombre,
which YHWH,
lo que YHWH
is Lord Jesus Christ.
Es Señor Jesucristo.
Is revealed to us
es revelado
in
a
redemption,
en la redención.
And to speak His name, Lord
para hablar
Jesus,
su nombre,
brings
Señor
Him
Jesús
here.
Está aquí. El Señor
He's
está
with
aquí.
You.
Y Él está contigo.
Call on His name.
Llamando a su nombre.
Go practice that.
Ve y practica.
Exercise
eso.
Yourself in the godliness this week.
Ejercítate a ti mismo en la piedad esta semana.
Okay.
Bien.
Presence.
Presencia.
With you.
Contigo.
Today.
Hoy.
About tomorrow morning.
¿Qué tal mañana en la programación?
How about when the computers are going crazy, Nate?
¿Qué tal cuando las computadoras se vuelvan locas?
No, Hebrews 13.
Hebreos 13.
Don't be without, let your life be governed without covetousness, right?
Que nuestras costumbres no sean con avaricia.
He has that job for you now for a purpose.
Él tiene ese trabajo para ti ahora por un propósito.
To make you overcome.
Para hacerte vencedor.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Let your life be without covetousness.
Que vuestras costumbres no sean sin avaricia.
For he said, I will never leave you.
Porque él dijo que nunca te dejaré.
I'm here on Monday.
Estoy aquí el lunes.
I'm here at Tuesday night
Estoy
when you can't sleep.
El martes por la noche cuando no puedes dormir.
I'm here Wednesday when you're going crazy at work.
Aquí el miércoles cuando
right?
te estás volviendo loco en el trabajo.
Call on me.
Llámame.
Find out.
Encuéntrame.
Exercise yourself on Thursday morning in the middle of work. Exercise yourself unto godliness.
Ejercítate tú mismo el jueves por la mañana cuando vas al trabajo en piedad.
God was manifested.
Yo he sido manifestado.
God is manifested.
Dios es manifestado.
God wants to manifest himself.
Él se quiere manifestar a sí mismo.
God wants your body.
Dios quiere tu cuerpo.
God wants to show himself.
Él quiere mostrarse a sí mismo.
Here's 1 Timothy 3:16.
Aquí está Timoteo 3:16.
And Stephen.
Esteban.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
And Juan.
¿Y Juan?
Alfred. Right? Micah.
Alfred,
true
Micah.
Or not true?
Miqueas, ¿verdad o no verdad?
There you go.
Ahí está.
Okay, so he tells you what he's going to do. Again, we've been through this. Let's visit the old friend and make it lovely again.
Para que lo hagamos amoroso nuevamente.
And I have established my covenant with them.
Y estableceré mi pacto con él.
To give them the hand, land of the Canaan, verse 4.
En el verso 4, para darle la tierra de Canaán.
And the land of their pilgrimage, where they were strangers.
En que fueron forasteros, en la cual habitaron.
I'm here.
Y estoy aquí.
You know what?
¿Sabes qué?
What I spoke to Abraham,
lo que le hablé a Abraham,
I'm showing up now to do.
Lo estoy mostrando.
I'm here with you to do it.
Me estoy mostrando ahora
I'm
para
here
hacerlo.
To perform my word
estoy aquí para
concerning you.
Hacer mi palabra de acuerdo con lo que te concierne. Concerniente
okay.
a ti.
He is here.
Él está aquí.
To perform
para hacer
his word
su palabra
concerning you.
Cumplir su palabra
right, Brother Norman?
Concerniente a ti.
Exactly the truth.
¿Verdad, hermano Norman? Exactamente verdad.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no
is
verdad?
Is he here?
¿Está aquí?
So there's an alpha and omega to all of these things, isn't
Entonces,
there?
Hay un alfa y un omega en todas esas cosas.
Okay.
Muy bien.
And he says
y él dice,
to Derek,
a Derek,
Derek, I heard your groanings.
Derek, escucho tu gemido.
And mine. And Ron's.
Son míos, los gemidos.
Because the sons of God are groaning, right?
Porque los hijos de Dios
waiting to be
gimen.
Made man. I heard your groanings,
escucho
right?
tus gemidos.
Yep.
Sí.
Oh my goodness. I've heard the groaning of the children of Israel.
He oído los gemidos de los hijos de Israel.
Whom this realm has keeping us in bondage.
A quienes hacen a quien esta dimensión los ha mantenido en cautividad.
And I remembered my promise to come take you home.
Y recuerdo mi promesa que es traerte de vuelta al hogar.
Wherefore say unto the children of Israel.
Es por eso que les digo a los hijos de Israel.
I'm here. This is
Estoy
my name.
Este
what
yo.
Did he say?
¿Qué le dijo?
Go read, go take it home.
Ve,
Exodus 3:12.
Exodus 3:12.
What's my name?
¿Cuál es mi nombre?
My name is my presence.
Mi nombre es mi presencia.
Mm-hmm. It proves I'm here.
Eso prueba de que yo
my
estoy
presence
aquí.
Proves my name.
Mi presencia prueba mi nombre.
My presence proves that I'm with you.
Mi presencia prueba de que estoy contigo.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Do you love him?
¿Le ama?
Okay.
Muy bien.
And I have heard the groaning of the children of Israel.
¿Y escuchado el gemido de los hijos de Israel?
And the Egyptians kept in bondage. I have remembered my covenant.
A quienes hacen servir los egipcios y me he acordado de mi pacto.
So say to everybody,
Entonces, di a todo
the
mundo,
children,
los hijos,
I am
yo
the
soy
Lord Jesus Christ.
El Señor Jesucristo.
I will bring you from the burdens of this earthly realm.
Y yo sacaré debajo de las tareas pesadas.
I will rid you out of their bondage. Hallelujah.
Te sacaré fuera de su atadura.
And I will bring
Hallelujah.
You back. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm
y
and great judgments.
Con brazo extendido y con juicios grandes.
You just wait till that day when you leave this body. Tell me about great judgments.
Solo espera en
Tell me about an outstretched arm, huh?
Solo espera
yeah.
acerca de ese brazo extendido, ¿eh?
And what's he say in verse 7?
¿Qué dice en el verso 7?
I will take you to me.
Te tomaré hacia mí, para
for
mí,
a people.
Por un pueblo.
I will be to you your God.
Seré tu Dios.
You shall know
y sabréis
that I am the Lord your God.
Que yo soy el Señor tu Dios.
Not was.
No que fui.
Not thought about it.
No que seré.
I am your God. I'm your present tense God. I'm here.
Que yo soy la presencia de Dios. Estoy aquí.
Okay.
Aquí.
Which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians of this world.
Que te trajo fuera de las ataduras de los egipcios de este mundo.
And I'm going to bring you home.
Y te traeré al hogar.
Into the millennium.
Al milenio.
Through the millennium.
A través del milenio.
To the new Jerusalem.
A la nueva Jerusalén.
Okay, concerning the which I did swear to give to Abraham.
Concerniente a lo que le dije a Abraham.
And Abraham was looking for that city, wasn't he?
Y Abraham estaba buscando esa ciudad, no sé si.
Okay, to Isaac.
Isaac,
to Jacob,
Jacob,
and I will give it to you for an heritage.
Y te la daré para heredad.
I am the Lord.
Yo soy el Señor.
How many times have we said this?
¿Cuántas veces hemos dicho esto?
He tells them point A, you're
en,
here.
En el punto
he tells you
que está aquí.
Point B.
En el punto A, está aquí.
Yes.
Sí.
You're here,
aquí.
And I'm taking you there.
Tú estás aquí,
and there it is.
Y ahí está.
The New Jerusalem,
la nueva Jerusalén.
And I don't say one word about what lies between.
Y no digo que una, ninguna palabra se,
all you know,
está entre medio.
All you have to know,
todo lo que
as
tú sabes,
I told you, I'm taking you there.
Y que tú debes saber es que
so whatever lies between,
y cualquier cosa
you
que
remember
se
what I told you.
Bueno,
that's all you have
dije.
To remember.
Eso es todo lo que tienes que recordar.
That's all you have to remember.
Eso es todo lo que tienes que recordar.
Okay.
Muy bien.
That's all you have to know.
Eso es todo lo que necesitas.
But, pero, no, that's for the unbelievers.
Eso es para los incrédulos.
But,
pero,
but look.
Pero mira.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Hebrews 13.
Hebreos 13.
6.
6.
Beware of covetousness.
Sé consciente de la avaricia.
For he said, I will never leave you.
Porque él dijo,
I'm
nunca
here.
Te dejaré, estoy aquí.
I'm in control.
Estoy en control.
How can you be covetous when I told you I'm here?
¿Cómo puedes ser avaro si ya te he dicho que estoy aquí?
If you have covetousness in your thoughts, you're saying he's not here.
Si tú tienes codicia, entonces
he's not
tú dices
in control.
Que él no está aquí. Él no está
he's
en
not watching over everything in my life.
No sabes nada lo que está pasando.
Right or wrong.
¿Cierto o no?
Yeah. So that I may boldly say.
Para que confiadamente diga.
The Lord is my helper.
El Señor es mi ayudador.
I will not fear. Do you see where faith is? Huh? Faith is so.
That's
not, oh, I got faith today. Oh, I feel a little something that I can believe today.
No, es que no tengo fe.
It's a walk.
Es una caminata.
It's a supernatural walk.
Es una caminata.
It's a walk in a realm.
Es una caminata
it's in a walk in a realm that these eyes don't declare.
Una caminata en una dimensión que estos
it's
ojos
a walk
declaran.
In a realm, but that realm
es una caminata
proves the true reality over this realm.
Prueba esta realidad sobre esta realidad.
Because that realm
porque esa
changes
dimensión.
This realm.
Cambia esta
this dimensión. Realm cannot change that one.
Esta dimensión no puede cambiar aquella.
And it defies every law of science.
Y reta right? Cualquier ley de la ciencia.
You can't have a baby, Abraham.
No puedes tener un bebé, Abraham.
Your life stream's dried up. Nope. Sarah, it's impossible for you to conceive.
Sara, es imposible de que concibas.
He brought them on purpose to that place.
Les trajo a
as Romans 4 says, tell his body it was as good as dead.
Y dijo,
why?
Que su cuerpo estaba tan bueno
so
como
man,
muerto,
no man would know.
Para que ningún hombre supiera.
He had to reject
que él tenía que rechazar
the natural,
lo natural
to receive
para recibir
the supernatural.
Lo sobrenatural.
You are going to have to reject
tendrás que
to receive.
Para recibir.
Say it out loud. Dígalo. I'm going to have to reject to receive. Say it again. I'm going to have to reject to receive.
Tendré que rechazar para recibir.
You will have to reject the natural.
Tienes que rechazar lo natural.
To receive the supernatural.
Para recibir lo sobrenatural.
It's that way. All through the Bible.
A través de toda la Biblia.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Words of comfort.
Las palabras de consuelo.
Usually come with words of challenge.
Usualmente vienen con palabras de
oh, I'm here.
Oh, estoy aquí.
I'm going to take you.
Tomará.
I promise, it's my word.
Es mi promesa,
I'm on the scene now. I proved I'm on the scene.
La he probado en escena.
I'm taking you there.
Lo estoy tomando ya.
But verse 9.
En el verso 9.
Read it out loud with me.
Léalo en alto conmigo.
Read it out loud. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and cruel buck.
De esta manera habló Moisés a los hijos de Israel, pero ellos no escuchaban a Moisés a causa de la congoja de espíritu.
So they could not.
Entonces ellos no pudieron.
They couldn't reject that.
Ellos no pudieron rechazar eso.
To receive.
Para recibirlo.
Right?
¿Verdad?
All the way through, they couldn't reject.
Todo el camino no pudieron rechazar.
Where are you?
¿Dónde estás?
So that's a good exercise for the week.
Eso es un buen ejercicio para la semana.
I want you to take a piece of paper.
Quiero que tomes un pedazo de papel.
And I want you to write on the left, reject and receive.
Y que escribas rechazar y recibir.
And then I want you to write down how many things you're rejecting to receive.
Y quiero que escribas
or else
cosas
you're going to receive the thing you're supposed to reject.
Porque estás supuesto a recibir las cosas que estás supuesto a rechazar.
So if you receive the very thing you're supposed to reject, what will happen to you?
Pero que si tú recibes las cosas que tú rechazas,
you will die. You will shrivel up.
¿Qué pasará? Morirás.
So Sister Marianne,
te encogerás.
You take a piece of paper and write down.
Hermana Marianne, toma
and
un pedazo de papel.
Receive what he asks you to reject.
Y no recibas lo que él te ha pedido que rechaces.
And you have to reject the natural.
Tienes que rechazar lo natural para recibir
the supernatural.
Lo sobrenatural.
Well, we never get very far, but we got that far.
Bueno, no llegamos tan lejos, pero llegamos hasta ahí.
Okay. I'm just looking over my notes here.
Estoy viendo mis notas.
It's enough for the day. Suficiente. God bless you, musicians. Would you come?
Dios les bendiga, músicos. ¿Podrían venir?
I want to take these things slow and get you. Don't you dare come to church and say, that was a good sermon, I'll hit you on the head.
No te retes a venir a la iglesia y decir eso fue un buen sermón y te golpearé la cabeza.
Oh, that was a good sermon. Let's go play baseball.
Oh, eso fue un buen sermón. Vayamos
a comer. Oh, that was a good sermon. Let's go eat.
Oh, eso fue un buen sermón. Vayamos a comer.
Well, what was the sermon? I don't know.
¿Qué era el sermón? Ah, no me acuerdo.
So we go on with. Now here's the phrase that just kills me.
Y aquí está la frase.
We go on with our life.
Continuamos con nuestras vidas.
So you just told me that your life isn't the word.
Entonces tú me acabas de decir simplemente que la palabra, que tu vida no es.
So what's your life?
Entonces, ¿cuál es tu vida?
Your life is in a whole series that you're in receiving what you're supposed to reject every day.
Entonces tu vida está en una completa serie de recibir lo que estás supuesto a rechazar.
So exercise yourself unto godliness.
Entonces, ejercítate a ti mismo en la vida.
You will forget about rules. Rules mean nothing to you when that, right?
Y olvidarás de reglas y reglas que significan nada.
Just say,
y diga,
God,
Dios,
great is the mystery of godliness.
Grande es el misterio de la
for God was manifest.
Porque Dios fue manifiesto.
For God is manifest.
Porque Dios es manifiesto.
For God is manifesting.
Porque Dios está manifestando
today,
hoy.
Greg,
through
you.
A través tuyo.
Great. People will look at Greg. Great is the mystery of godliness.
La gente mirará a Greg y
that's the way it should be.
Greg es el misterio
for everyone
de la vida. Es como debería ser, número uno.
The word of God.
Él cree la palabra de Dios.
Exercise yourself into it.
Ejercítate a ti mismo en ello.
Okay.
Muy bien.
You have to reject to receive.
Tienes que rechazar para
and that's
recibir.
Going to be more evident the closer we get to the rapture.
Y eso será más evidente mientras más cerca nos acerquemos.
And if you don't start rejecting,
si no
you're going to have a hard time then.
A rechazar, tendrás un duro tiempo ahí.
Reject the natural.
Rechaza lo natural.
To receive the supernatural.
Para ver lo sobrenatural.
Reject the circumstances.
Rechaza las circunstancias.
To receive the promises.
Para ver las promesas.
You with me?
¿Estás conmigo?
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no?
Is it the word of God or isn't it?
¿Es la palabra de Dios o no?
Then hang your eternal destination on the word.
Entonces, retén tu destino eterno en la palabra.
I'm glad you all got that.
Contento de que todos tengan eso.
Yeah. Sí. And he said,
y él dijo,
I will be with you.
Estaré contigo.
That shall be your sign.
Esa será tu señal.
That it was me. Oh man, I love that.
Yo.
My presence is my sign that is my name. I'm here and I'm with you.
Mi presencia es mi señal y ese es mi nombre.
Okay. Lord, have mercy if he's only here with you in church.
Señor,
get down on your knees, brothers and sisters. You must be born again.
Debes nacer de nuevo.
You must be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Debes ser lleno con el Espíritu Santo.
His promise is unto you.
Sus promesas son para
ti. Your children.
Para sus hijos.
Afar off.
Que están lejos.
As many as the Lord our God shall call.
A todos aquellos lejos que el Señor llamare.
And I pray with all my heart he's still calling.
Con todo mi corazón.
Amen. Amen. So I know Karen has a song for us. She always does. Don't you love Sister Karen? She's a blessing, right? And Natalie, you're such a blessing. Love your violin. Pete, you're such a blessing. Yeah, and look at this little girl. She's such a blessing. Lilia, I love you. And Nate, you're such a blessing. PJ, such a blessing. Thank you for the musicians. Thank you, Brother Stephen. What a blessing to have you guys here. Thank you for leading songs for us. What a blessing. Okay. More of you? You want more of him? Let's stand up and sing it to him. Don't you sing it for the church. You sing it to your Lord. You sing it to him. And if you're not singing it to him, you need to sing it to him.
Understanding, because simple words bring such great revelation. We truly have to die daily to this world and enter to your realm, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have fellowship with your word, to be assured, Lord, that you are working in the silence, that you are present. Help us to be sensitive, Lord, to feel your presence around us. Help us to be that sensitive, Lord, to hear your word, to hear your voice. Tune our ears. Give us vision, Lord. Eagle eyes, Lord, to see. In this day and age, Lord, we need you more and more. We shall be like candles, Lord, lit in the darkness. Help us, Lord, to understand more your mysteries, your word, to meditate on it. No matter the situation we're going through, Lord, we know your presence will be with us and is with us. Because you're eternal, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
No matter the situation, Lord, if it's any disease, any trouble, any confusion, help us to dwell with you.
Lord.
Help us to walk with you, Lord, just like Elijah did. We need to be, Lord, like Enoch. There's no time to lose, Father. And others may see the light that has been placed in us, Lord. We're not from this world. And where your Son is, We want to be there, Lord, too. We're trusting that you have the power and authority to defy any human law.
Mm-hmm.
And if your son asked you that may we dwell where you are, Lord, fulfill that word, Lord. There's no place for us in this world.
Mm-mm.
We have been rejected, Lord. Your word has been rejected. People is rejecting what shouldn't be rejected. Help us, Lord, to enter. We need more and more and more, Lord. We're looking more at the time. For how long am I praying? For how long have I been in the service? I need to go here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not giving you the time, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How are we supposed to be in eternity if we don't want to be in your presence just now here,
mm-hmm.
Lord?
Mm-hmm.
The enemy, Lord, is attacking our minds and filling us with everything that anything he can do to set us apart from your presence. And here we are, Lord, in this age. We desire, Lord, to groan just like Paul groaned before. We need your presence, Lord. We need to be sure that we know that you are here. If anybody has fear, Lord, cast that fear out. Place your Holy Spirit instead in it. We need you more and more, Lord. Our minds are set for 24 hours a day, Lord, but that shouldn't be like that way, Lord. We should think in the eternal. Help us to live in your realm. May we shall place your word in first place, and the remain is gonna be added to it, Lord. If we have in need of something, Lord, well, may we ask it in prayer, and we know, Lord, that you're gonna answer. You just gotta rest in your word, Lord. Thank you, Father, for my brethren that have gathered this day, and you have allowed us to listen to your holy word. Because us being unworthy, you made us worthy by the blood of your Son. We give you thanks, Lord, for this and many more things that no man can pay. And we give you praises and thanks, Lord, and sing psalms and songs to you in gratitude, that because that's all that we can do. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Bless my brethren, Lord. Bless them more and more until they feel the need to look after you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Just going to ask you, would you, someone near you, someone next to you, someone in front of you and back of you, would you just lay your hands on each other? Let's pray for one another. And I'm really serious, brothers and sisters, we need every day exercise yourself in the godliness. Let him manifest himself through you. Let him manifest his word through you. And you must, to do that, you must reject to receive that word in you. Let this be daily, every day with you. Would you lay hands on each other and just pray? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the prayers going up. In your precious name of the Lord Jesus, we lift one another up to you, Lord. Before your throne of grace, that we may find help in a time of need. Lift my brother up to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for him. Thank you for his heart for you. Thank you because these are you calling your son. You filling your son. You putting your word in your son. You putting desires in your son. Lord, do the work that you need to do in us, Lord Jesus. Father, call us, let us be truly the ecclesia, the called out of this world, the called, the divinely summoned unto you, the divinely summoned into your presence, to be transformed into your image, to be renewed, to be built into your house, into your holy habitation, into your final resting place. Lord, these are the things you're doing, and we truly believe it. Oh God, not just in church, please, please, Lord. Not just Sundays, not just Wednesdays. Oh God, every moment of every day you've called us to walk with you, to live with you, to commune with you, to fellowship with you, to praise you, to worship you. Oh God, let your work be fulfilled in each one of us here. We commit ourselves into your hands in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Let's sing that again. I don't even know all the words, but you do sing it. Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.